Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My guest this evening is Nigel Renahan, the IFA National Poultry Committee Chairman, who is one of two people in the running for the position of Chair of the IFA's Ulster North Leinster region. The other candidate being Jim Spears from Cavan, and we'll hear from him in a later programme. It's an important position. You're based in Monaghan and you're both in the running to succeed Bert Stewart, who is fairly well known in these parts, having been a frequent visitor. First of all, maybe you'll give us a little bit of background about yourself and how you got into the IFA.
Well, my own experience is I'm primarily, I have a poultry enterprise on the farm, and I have a suckler enterprise on the farm, and I finish some beef off the farm as well. I suppose I was involved in sucklers and beef, and because the margins were very low in it, if any margin, I decided that I had to divert. And what I did was I went into poultry production as a way of trying to sustain the farm and to make it more viable. So that's what I did. I'm married to Bernice, and we have six children, and it's the farm that supports us all. We both, my wife and I, both work on the farm full time.
Now, you are going for this position of chair of Ulster North Leinster, the region. The IFA is so strong at county level in counties like Donegal. But just to explain to people, this is another level up. And how important a position is this?
Well, the position is as important as the person that gets into it wants it to be. And the most important thing that I'm concerned with about getting into the position is that hopefully, please God, I will get the support of Donegal. My plan would be to come back into the county in January. And what I want to do is I want to sit down with the branch chairman, the county chairman, and the delegates, and we need to formulate a plan, let's say a five-point plan. And in that plan, we can pick out five things that we feel that we should be able to achieve as an organisation that would help the farmers on the ground, such as the people that's listening to your programme here tonight. And at the end of that, let's say my four-year period, I'd like to be judged on what we delivered for farmers on the ground, because the day-to-day running of the organisation goes on. But if you're a farmer on the ground, what you want to see is something tangible being delivered for farmers. And that is why I need to come back into Donegal. I need to sit down, and I need the farmers to tell me what they want, because that's what it is to be working from the ground up, not from the top down.
Now, the IFA here in Donegal, like in other counties, has its own representatives on national council meetings. There's people who are in the various committees. Now, the Ulster North Leinster position of chair, this is effectively another link in the IFA chain.
It is a link. It's a very important link, because like effectively I'm liaising with the county officers, the county chairman, and we have joint meetings, and that's what it's all about, is get doing things, and me been helping the county chairman to deliver for farmers. And that's what it's all about. That's the pinnacle of this, is to deliver something for farmers. I want a situation that if I get the position, that at the end of 4 years, you know, when you're back down in Donegal, no, you're going to be in Donegal quite regularly, but at the end of 4 years, if you're standing up in front of your peers and done it all, if they can say, well, look, Nigel, we did a plan. There's five items on that plan. We delivered three of them. You know, we can live with that. And that's what I want to do so much. I want to be in a position where I come into Donegal and people say to me, Nigel, you know, you said we were going to look for this. You haven't delivered it yet. You need to deliver this. And that's what it's all about, is delivering for farmers.
Now, the Ulster North Leinster region, the IFA has carved the country up into a number of regions. So just to recap, what counties are we talking about apart from Donegal and your own native Monaghan?
Well, we've got Westmeath, we've got Meath, we've got Longford, Louth, and we have Derry and Donegal. Not Derry, we've got Donegal, you know.
So it's quite a big area with a very diverse range of farming activities as well.
Exactly. And Donegal, the best way I can describe Donegal is Ireland. if you look at a map of Ireland and you look at a map of Donegal, for me being in Donegal and being on the ground, you have some of the very best land in Ireland in Donegal, and you have some of the toughest land in Ireland. I'm not going to say bad land, I'm going to say tough land because it's hard to work with, and some of the toughest land in Ireland in Donegal, and we have everything in between. So ultimately what we need to do is we need to formulate something that works for everybody to get something, and that's what we need.
Now, being in a border region yourself, we all know Brexit's coming down the road in some shape or form, and I take it in this job, and you're going to be coming up to Donegal quite a bit if you're successful in your bid to become the chair. The crossing of the border and whatever implications and restrictions there are, this could be really the number one issue, and Donegal, more than anywhere else, is particularly disadvantaged from a geographical perspective.
That's a very good comment. Geographically, Europe in Donegal is in top of the country. But and we talk about border and the length of border that we have. Monaghan has a huge amount of border as well, because we border Tyrone and we border Armagh as well. So we have a lot of that in Monaghan as well, same as you have in Donegal. So we are a kindred in relation to that. Whenever I open up my wallet, I've got sterling in my wallet as well as euros. Like, the thought of border crossings or the thought of anything going up is just, it's unbearable. We have no control over that, but it would be something that would be horrendous if we've seen that coming through. I don't think it will, but if it did, it would be devastating. For local farmers, we've seen so many local roads that was opened up. In my own area, we've seen all our local roads was all opened up again. What would you have a situation where they would be closed back up again? You know, border crossings, you know, it's unimaginable. It's just incredible how it could ever possibly come through.
We've seen an awful lot of changes in various sectors of the agricultural industry in the last number of years, and no doubt big changes coming down the tracks as well. Do you think it's inevitable that we're going to end up with much fewer full-time farmers? And for those who are part-time, just how much of a future is there out there?
You see, the reality is there's an awful lot of part-time farmers out there. Not through any fault of their own. It's just that maybe the size of farms that we have at a time that would have sustained somebody working on the land full time, but it's because the margins have gone down so much. Like, the reality is, the margin that we get at the farm gate compared to what is sold, the price of beef in the supermarket compared to what we get in the factories, there's no link between the two of them. We're like, and the attitude that kind of galls me a wee bit is that people say we're price takers, not price makers. We're the people with the product. We're the people with the raw ingredients. And we should be getting paid, and we should get a margin that reflects the risk that we take on our farms every day in relation to this. And a lot of people don't realise that. People are getting the margin. It's the supermarkets that have it for the least amount of time. And the only thing that's going to sort this out is European legislation. And the sooner it comes, the better.
You've been involved for many years in the poultry sector of the IFA. Your term as IFA National Poultry Committee Chairman is coming to an end. It's a sector which is as competitive as any, and the consumer goes to the supermarket and can pick up a chicken for just 4, 5, 6 euro, whatever. So margins are very tight. But it's an area that's also seen a big growth in consumption as well.
Phenomenal. The expansion that's going on within the poultry sector is quite astounding. A lot of it is based on the fact that the conversion for every 1.5 kilograms of meal that you give a chicken, it will give you 1 kilogram of flesh. So it's quite incredible, the conversion. And that's the big driver, is the efficiencies in converting grain into flesh. And that's where the poultry sector is winning.
And many of the bigger players are getting bigger and bigger. What about in from the Donegal's perspective for the part-time farmer here or somebody who's maybe thinking of diverging into this sector? There are still opportunities there, and maybe particularly more along the organic route.
Absolutely, especially organic eggs. There's a huge demand for them, and I think, you know, we're well placed to do that. But even in broiler breeders, I don't know what the situation would be. It may be too far to draw them to the plant, but there's a plant in Ballyhonus and there's a plant in Shercock as well that I supply. But there is opportunities there. The egg sector is the one that, you know, if somebody went into eggs, that it's something that would be able to cover itself, cover its repayments, make an income from it and sustain the farm. And that's all I want, and that's all any of us want as farmers, is to get an income off the farm to support a family. That's all any of us is looking for.
It's been an age-long problem of getting younger farmers to go into the farming sector, maybe carry on the family farm. There's issues with, I suppose, the whole demographics of the farming sector, no more so than here in Donegal. And this is an issue that we hear a lot about, but is there really any progress being made to get more young people into farming? Is it sustainable, and can they make enough of an income?
The reality here is, can we make enough of an income? Is, unless prices reflect the work that goes into it, the answer to that brutally is no. How do you persuade farmers to come in? You know what? There was an early retirement scheme for farmers, and the farmer could get an income and carry on with a wee bit of dignity. But now there is no early retirement scheme. The farmer has to keep on going, keep on trying to get an income from the farm. And the son or the daughter that may want to come home and may want to farm, the reality is there is not enough income on that farm to just sustain both families. That is fundamentally the problem here, that on our farms there's not enough income to sustain even my own family. Like, my oldest child is 14. I know that's very young, and he mentioned to me about farming. He says, sorry, I says, but the reality here is there would not be enough on our farm to sustain two families ever in the future, I says. And the reality is, I says, you cannot be thinking like that, because I have to live and my wife has to live. That's, you know, and we have to rear the family. And the trouble is that a lot of people that are in positions, you would have to have a, if you want to be a farmer nowadays, you need to be a teacher or you need to be a nurse or something like that. That's the way it's got to be. Farming has got to be part-time, because there's not enough income in it unless you're in an enterprise that is quite a substantial enterprise.
I'm speaking with Nigel Renahan, the IFA National Poultry Chairman, who's going forward for the position of Ulster North Leinster Chairman. The actual process, Nigel, for IFA members to vote, how does that actually work?
Well, it's the four branch delegates that would vote. And if your branch had, let's say, 80 members, that would be 8 votes within the branch. And that's how that would be organised. So you need the four branch delegates to vote. And look, the one thing I will say is that it's imperative that on the 30th of November that Donegal makes its voice heard. It's imperative. And we need the branch delegates all to turn up on the 30th of November. That is just in the Clonmel Hotel in Letterkenny. And make the voices heard. Because there's no point in us having meetings and turn around and say, well, you know, we should have done this, we should have done that. Here's our opportunity to show the rest of the country that Donegal does exist. And we are here, and we are a force to be reckoned with. And what we need to do is we need to turn up in the night, and we need to give Nigel Renahan a vote to help him get across the line. That's what this is all about.
And likewise, I'm sure you would urge people to attend as many local executive meetings as they can, because it's all about keeping the communication lines open between the grassroots members and getting it up to Dublin and getting the voice heard, as you say.
The grassroots need to be heard, but they need to feel that they're being listened to. The men that I met up in Carndonnell, they need to feel that their voice has been heard. They need me to come back and say, yes, we brought this up, and this is the replies we got to A, B, and C, and D. This is what needs to happen. People need to feel involved. I don't want a case that the only time people ever get contact is every 4 years there's an election. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. Let's not let that happen.
Now, there are so many issues and there can be divided opinions and there are other farm organisations, but the IFA has always put forward the view that unity and strength are key to getting the message through to government here and further afield in Brussels, and you would very much go along with that line.
Well, the line I would go with is that if people felt they were being represented or their voice was being listened to, they may not have gone off and done that in the first place. And maybe that has been a failing of ours. But we have to acknowledge when something goes wrong, we have to acknowledge these things. But the most important thing is to rectify them and to make it people feel that they're involved, that it is inclusive, not an exclusive organisation, that we're inclusive and that your voice is listened to from the smallest producers to the largest. So everybody is equal.
And finally, Nigel Renahan, looking forward to the next number of years. Overall, are you reasonably optimistic about the future for Irish farmers?
Yes, if we get organised and we get set ourselves goals, we can achieve a lot. We just have to get back into that space. Our founding fathers set up the organisation out of necessity. We have got back to that now. We are at a crossroads. And we have a choice at this crossroads. We can either change some things. My honest opinion is this. You know, we need income on our farms. But you know what? We need a fearless, forceful IFA. That's what we need. Driven by young farmers that can shape policy and defend farmer interests. That's our key point.
And that was Nigel Renahan, the IFA National Poultry Committee Chairman. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices demand strong. A steer base €3.85 to €3.90 a kilo. Heifers making €3.95 to €4 a kilo. Young bulls are grade €3.85 a kilo, ewe grade €4 a kilo, and cows making €3.20 to €3.70 a kilo. On to the sheep prices, and €5 a kilo widely available to 23 kilos, ewes making €2.70 to €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's it. The clock has beaten us. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, many thanks for listening. Until then, goodbye.